Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. I'm your host for the week, Zach Hall. Two big stories today. First, Sonos has officially unveiled their first ever headphones called Sonos Ace. A-C-E. Like Apple's AirPods Max headphones, Sonos Ace headphones feature spatial audio and Dolby Atmos support, active noise cancellation, and aware mode, like transparency, and magnetically removable ear cup cushions. Nice. Unlike Apple's AirPods Max, however, Sonos Ace headphones support lossless audio over Bluetooth, they charge via USB-C, and they have adjustable EQ settings through the Sonos app. That's something Apple has not done with headphones really ever. Sonos Ace headphones also cost $100 less at $449 new, although AirPods Max typically sell for around that price from Best Buy and Amazon and other retailers. And while AirPods Max use the digital crown, like Apple Watch, to control volume, Sonos calls its physical volume slider the content key, because content is key, I guess. So what makes the headphones uniquely Sonos? The answer, it turns out, is not much. Sonos Ace headphones are wireless Bluetooth over-ear headphones. No Wi-Fi connectivity like all Sonos speakers. They do have one trick called TV audio swap. This lets you easily move sound from Sonos soundbars to Sonos Ace headphones, but that's a pricey setup for something that Apple TV and all AirPods can do for a fraction of the price. AirPlay is really nice. While they look nice and probably sound terrific, Sonos Ace headphones also really kind of look $100 cheaper than AirPods Max. And honestly, they favor Sony headphones more than AirPods Max. That's not to say that Apple shouldn't obviously update the years-old AirPods Max headphones with USB-C charging instead of Lightning, but I do think Sonos customers expected more uniquely Sonos features in the first ever Sonos headphones. Otherwise, they're just AirPods Max price headphones without AirPods Max features. Pre-orders from Sonos.com and Amazon start today, if you're sold, with delivery set for June 5th. The other big story today is the iOS 17.5.1 software update for iPhone. Apple tells 9to5 Mac that the update specifically addresses the issue with deleted photos reportedly returning after updating to iOS 17.5, adding that the issue resulted from a small number of photos being impacted by a corrupted database entry, making it possible for the photos to not fully delete from the device. One user who reported the issue to Apple seems to have a slightly different experience. They described the problem as being a little different than how it's been reported otherwise. Rather than discovering photos that were previously deleted on purpose, the user says they lost access to photos that were being uploaded to iCloud when their iPhone soft crashed, sort of rebooted, shown the Apple logo, and needed to boot back up. This created the corrupted database entry. What happened with iOS 17.5, however, is that those photos reappeared after previously being lost. So that's a little different than what's been described. Maybe it's the same thing, maybe it's different, but same ballpark, database corruption issues. That's one account of what happened, at least, but the important detail is that Apple says iOS 17.5.1 resolves what it described as a rare issue that only affected a few photos, of course.
We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5Mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today.
Meanwhile, in the headlines, the awesome Mac Whisper app for using AI to quickly transcribe audio has been updated with WhisperKit model support. This was news to me that WhisperKit even existed. The app previously used Whisper C++, also news to me. The update to version 8 is the first shipping app to integrate the Apple Silicon optimized Swift language models that make up WhisperKit. These take advantage of Apple's Core ML or Core Machine Learning technology, which uses the neural engine as part of hardware acceleration. So this app, Mac Whisper version 8 with WhisperKit model support, is one of the first to use the power of what your Mac can do with AI, and specifically this WhisperKit technology. Pretty cool. And speaking of AI, Microsoft held a hardware event on Monday where it claims to have outpaced the M3 MacBook Air on AI tasks. Okay. Can't run Mac Whisper. The company also introduced a new laptop that looks like a knockoff version of the M1 MacBook Air, a design that came about in 2018 and was based on a design that dates back to 2008-2011. Except the MacBook Air that they've made is not fanless. Some have called it a MacBook Pro in that regard. I bet the fan also runs, unlike the MacBook Pro fan. Also, there's a new Surface Pro tablet that some M4 iPad Pro buyers that I've seen have eyed enviously. But worry not, remember, regardless of how limited multitasking on an iPad OS may be, it's still not Windows. And a comment about Microsoft's event held on Monday. You may have noticed in recent years that Apple's moved from holding these live stage events that are streamed over the internet to viewers, to holding these highly produced videos that sort of have the play button hit at a certain time and everyone consumes it in real time, but they're not actually presented live. Microsoft kind of took the wrong lesson from that. And rather than doing a video production, they held a live event in person with press, but there was no live stream. So all in all, you gotta give it up to Apple. Non-live video produced event is better than live unaired event. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com. And thanks for listening to 9to5Mac Daily. I've been your host today and for this week, Zach Hall. And be back tomorrow with more stories. Thanks for listening.